With us now is Alan Migliorato, and he is the co-founder of Adventure Catholic Leadership. He's the author of The Manly Art of Raising a Daughter and co-author of a book that recently has come out from Sophia Institute Press called Failing Forward. Alan, how you doing today?
Fantastic, Father. Thank you so much for having me back.
You know, one of the things that we're going to talk about today, it's a challenge for anyone to say, not just an adult, but even children. And it's not something that's taught very often. These very two simple words, and those words are, I am sorry.
It's such a hard thing for grown, like you said, grown men and women to say, let alone for a kid to say. But, we need to make sure that as parents, we're teaching our kids that when we've done something wrong, saying you're sorry is the first step to reconciling, whatever has been done wrong. And too often we let pride get in the way. It happens in marriages. It happens in parenting. And we train our kids to react the same way, to keep pride in the way of us, reconciling our differences and reconciling our relationships. And it's sad because they need to know how to give a heartfelt sorry. And we've all heard sorries that are not heartfelt. Okay, well, I'm sorry. I have a friend who's from England, and we always tease him because he says, sorry, but he doesn't really mean the sorry. He's like, oh, hey, you just ran over my foot with the car. Sorry. He doesn't now run over my foot, but that's the kind of sorry he throws out there. And one time, there's something happened where I heard him apologize to one of his girls, and it was a completely different type of sorry. So we have that ability to give a heartfelt sorry and to kind of throw one out there just to calm the waters. And we need to teach our kids how to give those heartfelt ones. And if we don't mean it, don't say it.
Well, again, the opposite, to say you're sorry is the opposite of selfishness. Oftentimes, instead of sorry, and I watch this myself, I make sure that when I'm apologizing, I'm not giving an excuse, because there's a difference between an apology and an excuse, isn't there?
Boy, isn't that the truth? Absolutely. Yeah, I'm sorry that happened, but you made me do it. Well, wait a minute. That's not apologizing. Hold on a minute. So yeah, that absolutely. And too often, we have to build up our walls as we grow, and I think it's a natural thing to have some protection for ourselves, to have a little bit of a barrier so that, we don't have everybody and anybody within our closest circles of intimacy. But that's different than, humbling ourselves to everyone and saying, look, if I hurt you, I'm truly sorry. Like, that's not my intent. I wasn't meaning to hurt you. I'm so sorry that that you were hurt. And not that you reacted that way, but I'm so sorry that you were hurt. It makes a big difference in a relationship when you can do that.
Well, and oftentimes the people don't recognize, because we are so self-involved, that we actually have hurt somebody, that what we have done or what we have said has had a negative effect.
Oh, absolutely. And I know in my situation, I've had three daughters. And so growing up, as they were growing up, there's been times where, I had a bad day, or, I took something out on them that it wasn't their fault, or I went overboard with coaching or whatever it was that I was doing, and I've paused and said, listen, I want you to know I'm really sorry. That was about me. That wasn't about you. And I'm sorry, I really am. And my middle daughter says, well, you say you're sorry quite a bit, I said, well, I do. I said, I mess up a lot, and I'm learning. I'm learning how to be a dad. You're learning how to be a daughter. And I want you to know that I mean it when I say I'm sorry. I wouldn't say it if I didn't mean it. And that's changed our relationship for the better, being able to be humble and honest with my children.
Now, I have noticed, so this is another thing, and I notice this with some people who are into manipulation, that is, oh, you say you're sorry, but how can I prove it? Well, it's just like your daughter say, you said you're sorry, but Dad, I don't believe you. I'd believe you if you let me get the new Barbie doll. So all of a sudden now, not only are you apologizing, but you have to make some type of restitution for something that you've done. And then they say, then we'll accept your apology because you've given me something that I wanted. How do you deal with that?
Well, I think you nip it in the bud right then and say, listen, I'm apologizing for something I did. I don't want to have to apologize for something I'm going to do, so don't try to manipulate me, and I won't have to apologize again. You know, that happens, though, especially you see it with younger kids, too.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Like, well, you spanked me. Well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that you did what you did, where you gave me no choice. You know, I have to do what I have to do as a parent. Well, but I'm sorry that I had to do it. Well, will you let me get, you know, the ice cream then?
That's right.
No, that doesn't change what happened. I'm sorry that, you know, that I raised my voice at you, but I'm not sorry that I disciplined you.
And there's a difference with that. Because like I said, when should you not say that you're sorry? That's always the other side of that.
Well, and that's, you know, that's one of those balancing acts that I find with kids is almost where you have to say, look, I know that your feelings were hurt. I'm sorry that your feelings are hurt. I don't ever want you to hurt your feelings. However, I have to speak the truth to you, and I'm doing it out of love. So what I told you is the truth. And if that hurts you, that's not my intent. So let's look at why it hurts you. Like, why does what I said hurt you? And I ask a lot of questions. Well, it hurts because it made me feel embarrassed, or it makes me feel like I'm not good enough. Okay, well, thank you for telling me that. That's not what my reprimand means. What my reprimand means is that you can do better on your math test, and I want you to study harder because I want you to do your best. That's all it means. It doesn't mean that you're stupid. Doesn't mean that you need to be embarrassed. Doesn't mean that you're never going to be, you know, able to add 3 and 3 again in the future. What it means is that you can do better. And if that hurts your feelings, then, you know, maybe we need some thicker skin here.
Well, and there's another sign, Alan, because this is one oftentimes I've heard people say, all of a sudden, you know, the parent needs to ask the child to do something because they're very busy. I'm sorry, but you don't have to. Usually you don't have to take out the trash, but I'm sorry that you have to take it out tonight because your sister is going to be away and it's her job. You know, should we really be using the word sorry that they have to do a job for somebody else?
No, absolutely not. I don't think we should. And I'll tell you, there's another. When I first got married, my wife, you know, some guy, she said, you had asked her, hey, you know, would you want to go out? She's at the grocery store just talking to the guy, you know, as she's checking out in line, and I wasn't there. And he said, you know, hey, you want to go out sometime? She goes, oh, I'm sorry, I'm married. And she's telling me the story, and I said, are you sorry you're married? And she goes, well, no, I didn't mean it like that. And I said, well, why'd you say you're sorry? If you're not sorry you're married, say, no, I'm married. You know, if you're sorry you're married, then that's a whole different conversation that we need to have. But, you know, I think it's the same with our kids. I'm not sorry you have to take the trash out. Instead of saying, hey, I'm sorry, can you help me with this? And people do that out of nerves, I think. It's more like, I'm sorry, but I'm going to manipulate you now. No, it's, hey, I need your help. Can you give me a hand with this? I could really use some help right now. That's a more healthy way to teach our kids that, you know, the word sorry is reserved for a heartfelt apology that you're trying to fix something with.
Well, I agree with you, Alan. So we're about out of time. Where can people find out about Adventure Catholic Leadership Training today?
AdventureCatholic.com is the best place to go. You can also hear all of our past interviews and get some more information about me and the books.
Well, thank you very much. You noticed that I didn't say today, Alan, I'm sorry that we're out of time. I didn't apologize for that.
So you're happy we're out of time.
No, I didn't say that either. Here we go again. You have a wonderful day.
Okay, you too. God bless.